Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about one of the main questions when it comes to brachas is ikar v'tofel. Ikar v'tofel means you have two foods, and the question always comes up, what bracha to make on them? You have, very commonly, you have mixtures. So let's say you have, we know that you have spaghetti and meatballs. You make two brachas, you make one bracha. You have a salad, and the salad has fruits and vegetables, or a fruit salad. And then things which are, let's say, one dish made up of different ingredients. So you have rice that has in it mushrooms, and you have all sorts of different combinations of foods, that the question always becomes, what bracha do you make on them? Okay? There's a Ramosha has a tshuva about an ice cream sandwich, kind of cookie and ice cream. So you're eating it as one food, but is it really one food? We just had tshuva cheesecake. So is it one food? Is it two foods? You make two brachas on it. Many cases of ikar v'tofel that are very common. So I want to just give some of the basic background. I keep on saying the word ikar v'tofel. Ikar v'tofel means ikar is the primary, tofel is the subordinate. And whenever you have one food, which is the primary food, and one food, which is the subordinate food, it's coming as a tofel, it's less important. Then the main one, you always make a bracha on the main food. I'm going to, just as a word of introduction, there are two cases of ikar v'tofel, two primary cases, and we're going to try to, I don't know if we'll get in this year to all of them, but just to give the background. So there's one case of ikar v'tofel, like the case of the Mishnah of Brachas Daf Mem Daled. The Mishnah says like this, Heviu lefanav meliach, tchila, upas imoy. Let's learn like Rashi. They presented you with a very, very, very tart food. According to Rashi, the Gemara says it's talking about peres ginoisa, a special type of fruits that grow in near the Kinneret. A very, very strong, tart fruit. Now, the food is very delicious, but in order to get that taste out of your mouth, you have to eat bread in order to clear your mouth. So it says, Avil, fanam liach tchila upas imoy, then bread, mevarch ala maliach. You make a bore priya eitz. And that exempts you from making any bracha on the bread, because the pas is subordinate to the fruit. In that case, the bread comes as less of a primary food.
I thought that bread overrides everything in that regard.
Very good.
Okay,
very good, very good. So Michael's asking that bread, as we know, which is a mezoinus overrides these principles usually of ikar v'tofel. Mezoinus generally takes precedence, and you just kind of make the bracha of the mezoinus. So that is true, and that's actually a very good question, why in this case it's different, and I want to get back to that later. But this is the general rule, kosho, ikar, anything which is the main thing, v'imay tfeila, and with it comes the tofel, mevarcha le'ikar poisir tesa tofel. You make a bracha on the ikar, and you pata the tofel. You make a bracha on one and exempts you from the other. So this is a very interesting, this is one case. The other cases are, this case is talking about that there's two independent foods. And the question just is, why am I eating this one versus that one? So the answer is, you're eating the bread totally as a subordinate thing to the achila that you ate on the fruit. But basically, it's two separate foods. You're eating them as one. You're eating them for one purpose, but it's really two separate foods. And since they're two separate foods, that's why they require two separate. That's why there's an achidish that even though they're two separate foods, but since one of them you're eating as a tafel to the other, you only make one bracha on the ikar, and that pap is the tafel. However, there's another case of ikar v'tafel, which is the Gemara talks about, and this is what Michael is referring to, where you have, let's say, flour mixed in with honey. It was called humlasa, and it came from India, some sort of Indian mix, whatever. And they had good honey there, or whatever. And the Gemara says, in that case, you always make mezoinus, because it's also the concept of ikar v'tofel. It's when you have, but that's very different. That's talking about when you have one food, and the one food is it created for many ingredients. The bracha is established as kavua by the ikar. Okay, and there's many rules. How do you figure out what's the ikar in that case? You have one food. Again, you have this oatmeal, but in the oatmeal you have honey, sugar, chocolate, a lot of other things. So how do you know which is the ikar? And then we have a couple of rules. One of the rules in that scenario is what Michael said, mezoinus takes precedence. Because again, there you're trying to figure out what is the food that you have in front of you. So what's considered the most primary ingredient is the mezonos, number one. Another factor could be the roi, if you go by the majority. Okay, so let's say you have a, you grilled vegetables, in a, or you know, you made them into one food. You know? So you have, and you mix them together. So you made one tavshil out of it. So anytime you make one tavshil out of it, you go by the roi. Let's say you made a kompot. So you cook up over there strawberries and apples. You cooked up, and it's like an applesauce now, but it has two ingredients, strawberries and apples. So, and they're identifiable. You could tell, you know, that it's not totally disintegrated. So you go by the roif, whatever the majority is. So you make ha'if, not hadama. Okay? So anytime you have one food in front of you, you either go by the roif, or you go by the chamesh haminim. Yeah, I'm sorry, you by chamesh haminim dagon, you go by the mezonos. However, that's in the case of ikar v'tochel, of when you have a mu'uravin. When you have Eina Me'uravin, when you have two separate things, there, the Ikar V'Tofel is, the Mezonos does not necessarily take the precedence because you're not eating it for the purpose of the Mezonos. You're eating it completely only for the fish or for the delicious tart fruit. And therefore, even the bread is considered subordinate to that. And Memela, in that case, you would make a Shahakol or a Eitz and you would pat to the Mezonos. Okay, so this is... Okay, now, I want to say a hakir over here. We're going to talk about the lumdus a little bit, the logic here. And this is, the Chazon Ish brings this down, the Sefer Emet Bracha brings this down, a lot of Acharonim bring down this hakira. And the hakira is, and it's going to see many, many halachic ramifications of it, but the hakira is, in the case of Ikar V'Tofel, is the pshat in the Ikar V'Tofel, okay, is the pshat that the tofel does not require a bracha at all? Since you're not really eating it for itself, you're really only eating it to help you with something else. And it's not really the main part of your meal. And really you're trying to eat food A, just food B is helping you get food A down, right? So Mamela, food B, in this case the bread, which is coming to kind of... the bread, which is coming to neutralize the taste of the fruit, is not really, you're not eating it for the purpose of the bread, and therefore it does not require a bracha. That's one possibility. Or do we say no? Really, it requires a bracha because you're eating it. You're eating the bread. Of course, you have to make a bracha, but you're exempt from the bracha because you already made a bracha on this eating when you started the eating of the fruit. So the bracha on the fruit paters the bread. But it's not the pshat that the bread does not require a bracha at all. The bread theoretically requires a bracha, but since you already made a bracha on this achila, when you started this eating, you sat down to eat, and you ate a bracha on it because you made a bracha on the fruit. So would you be allowed, would you, now the question is, are you potter from the bracha on the, does that potter you, does that exempt, does that cover, let's call it that, the bracha on the tuff, on the ikar, cover the bracha that would be necessary for the tuff. Let me tell you from nafkaminas to illustrate the two ways to look at it again. So the question is, when you're eating something as a tuffel, is the pshat is it doesn't require a bracha at all, or it requires a bracha, but the bracha of the ikar exempts and covers the tuffel. I'll give you a nafkamina, what Tosis says. The nafkamina could be, what happens when you ate the ikar, you did not have das on the tuffel at all. You ate this fruit, and you didn't realize it was going to be so tart. Not only you didn't realize it was going to be so tart, perhaps you didn't even have bread in the house. You didn't know. You didn't have any crackers handy or anything like that. And you ate this really tart piece of herring, a really salty piece of herring. You thought it was going to be, you know, regular. You didn't realize it's jalapeno style or whatever. You didn't realize it was like really heavy duty, you know, spicy, tart, salty herring. So you ate the herring. Then all of a sudden your mouth is on fire, so you want to eat a cracker now to neutralize the taste. So you go to your cabinet and you take out a cracker. You had no das at all to eat that cracker. So do you say that you can? Do you now have to make a bracha on the cracker? So this is a big machlekes. What, Michael? You hold. You do have to. You hear the question?
Yeah, 100%. It's this. It wasn't in your das, so it comes into your.
So now this is the question. If you say pshat in Ikar V'Tofel is, if you, this is where the lumdus comes in, and back into the practical. If you say the pshat in Ikar V'Tofel is that once you make a bracha on the ikar, you, when you're eating something as a subordinate to something else, it's not chashuv. It's not an important type of achila. It's not an important achila, and therefore it doesn't require a bracha. So even if you've never had das on, it doesn't make a difference. You don't have to make a bracha on this thing, because you're only eating it to help something else. You're not eating it for the purpose of the cracker. You're just eating it to help get out the taste that you wanted from there. So it doesn't require a bracha at all. Or do you say, no, it requires a bracha, but the bracha on the ikar covers the tafel. It covers it. Okay, it only is going to cover it if you had it in mind when you made the bracha. If you had it normally, right? So the fact is, you have to have had in mind this. You have to have had in mind that you were going to eat this cracker when you made the bracha on the herring, so that the bracha on the herring can cover the cracker. Otherwise, it won't cover it. But according to that, that's a very big nafkamina. Okay, Tosis says the favorite share. Tosis says that you have to have das. If you don't have das, then it won't work. So the Chazon Ish says, you see from this Tosis that by ikar v'tafel, when you make a bracha on the ikar, the tafel also requires a bracha, but it only requires a bracha. But the bracha on the ikar covers the tafel. Okay, there's a big nafkamina of this. The Aruch, the Emek Bracha speaks out. Is what about, this is the Chazon Ish's pshat. What about legabe bracha achreina, the after bracha? Let's say, in this case of the fish, let's say he ate a little bit of fish, less than a kazayis, and then in order to neutralize the taste, he had more than a kazayis of cracker. So do you make a bracha achreina on the cracker now? You're not making a brena fashos anymore on the fish, because you didn't have a shear of the fish. You had less than a kazayis. But the cracker is tuffled to the fish. So do you make a bracha on the a bracha achrona on the cracker now? Interesting question.
In the Gemara that you brought down initially, did they say they have to bench after? I mean, that's the same case, right?
Oh, so Ramosha Feinstein says that he has an open Gemara. This case of the fish and the bread is a proof that you don't need to make a bracha achrona ever. Why? Because you're not benching. You're not benching. You're going to tell them, well, you made a brena fashos on the fish. So what? But brena fashos on the fish doesn't cover the cracker. Brena fashos is not enough to pop you in benching. So therefore, Moshe says, you see from here, you have to make a bracha achrona on the tafel. You do have to make a bracha achrona on the tafel, as long as it's not covered by the bracha of the ikar. Okay? And the other sailors say that as well. The Chazon Ish would say that as well. So in this case of ikar v'tafel, what we're saying,
that's not going to prove that you need to say a bracha harona for the mezonos, even if it's, because if you say a bracha harona, that means that you say something at the beginning.
No, so maybe not. Maybe in the beginning, the bracha, really the mezonos needs a bracha. But the bracha is shani, you covered it because you made a bracha on the tafel, on the ikar, I'm sorry, you made a bracha on the ikar, on the fruit or the herring. So the bracha on the ikar covers the bracha on the cracker. But now you're at the end, you're not making a bracha on the fish. You didn't eat enough. So which bracha now is going to cover the bracha that's necessary for the cracker? There is no. So now you have to make al michi on the cracker, according to that. Okay? So that's one way to understand it. But Ramosha says, no, hold on. This Gemara says that you didn't, this Gemara doesn't say you benched. And still, all you said is brena fashos. So Ramosha argues, and Ramosha says, no, you see from this Gemara that that's not the case, that the tafel is not important, and the tafel doesn't need a bracha, and the tafel is as if it's not there, and just ignore it. Just ignore it. You're not. It's not called you're eating it. You're just trying to put it down your mouth to neutralize the other taste. Ignore it, and it's not. It's as if it's not there. So it comes out of machlik between the Chazon Ish and Ramosha Feinstein. In this type of case, okay, when you're eating two things, one is subordinate to the other. Okay, would you have to make a bracha achrona on the one that's subordinate if you're not making a bracha achrona on the ikar? Okay, interesting. It's an interesting case.
Now, and sorry, does it also potter the rest of the food that's in your house? Is it only in relationship to the tafel because of the herring?
Yeah. Let's assume that it's only tafel to the herring. Okay, to whatever there. Okay. That's an interesting nafkamina. Now, I just want to clarify. So this is legabe when you have two separate foods and you're eating one as subordinate to the other. What happens in a case where it's not two separate foods? It's one food. Okay? So let's say you have cereal and milk. So let's assume that that's called one food. Okay? Now, That's good. You're eating the cereal with, or let's take a better example. Let's say something even better than that.
Sushi. What happened with the sushi?
Yeah. Okay. Good. Fine. So sushi. So I don't really know the answer to that. But let's assume that by the sushi, all the foods there have the same bracha chrona. They're all bar nefashos, right? So technically, you're for sure going to make a bar nefashos. But sushi is an excellent question. How do you look at it? Do you look at it like one food? And if it's one food, like made together, so now the question is, what's the primary thing in the food? And probably people would say the fish, you know, is the main thing. That's why, you know, well, you think the rice?
I mean, I don't think it's the, I understand that it's the fish, but if you don't have rice in the fish, it's not sushi. It's two different things. Like you eat, potato with meat. I mean, sushi is rice with fish. That's sushi. Another right. thing is not sushi. Sashimi is whatever other name, but it's not sushi.
Right. So you mean
the name is Seikar.
Right. So you're saying that there's a concept that you could have two foods, that each one is really not subordinate to the other. They're both important. They're both important for this dish. Okay, so we're gonna get to that at the end. What happens when you have a thumbnail, which are both just equally important, okay? And they're not necessarily cooked together. If they were cooked together, so then it's automatically considered one food and you gotta figure it out. I'm sorry, you gotta figure it out. But here you kind of took two separate cooked foods or raw food, whatever, but you took two separate foods, you put them together and now eat it. Okay, so how do I know which is the main thing, right? So
What about deep fried sushi, like tempura sushi, where it's got a coating on the outside, it's not fried, which is...
I don't know if that, they fry the whole roll? No.
Yeah, they fry the whole roll, but they fry the roll
into a batter and then fry it.
What, they take the whole roll and fry it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think we're going to need to see it in person to really make sure.
should I put a picture in my background so that everybody understands?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, you know, that, by the way, Fresco's delivering, you know, so. So it's like this. This whole question of whether the bracha achrayna, you know, that's only in something where, like we said, they're two separate independent foods, like this case of the fish with the cracker. Clearly two separate foods, and that's a machlokes between the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe, does each one need its own bracha? But when you have the other type of ikar v'tafel, which we said, the other type of ikar v'tafel is when you have one dish. So are you gonna tell me that, let's say I had one dish, and I didn't have in mind necessarily, part of the dish. So let's say I have a tea, okay? Or let's say I'm eating oatmeal. I'm eating oatmeal. I made a mezonos on the oatmeal. All of a sudden, the oatmeal seems to me to be a little bit, whatever, I want to squeeze in honey. I squeeze in honey, mix it in. Are you going to tell me now that I need to make a new shahakal now in the honey? Because I didn't have it in mind. I think it's obvious you won't have to, right? So, one second. In the case of the ikar v'tafel of the herring, the main thing is the herring. Okay, I ate herring. Oh my gosh, I didn't realize I need crackers. So you go get crackers. We're saying according to Tosfos and the Chazon Ish, you have to make a mezonos because the tefil, the subordinate thing, the thing which is the tefil, needs a bracha. Just it's covered with the bracha of the ikar. Okay, but if you didn't have it in mind, so you have to make a new mezonos now. Okay, but in the oatmeal case, same thing. Oatmeal is the main thing. Gevaldik. Now I stick in honey. Oh, but I didn't have it in mind. So you should say, I have to make a shakal now in the honey. You can't say that, right? It doesn't make sense. So obviously you have to say that the pshat is that because that's a different type of ikar v'tafel. There, the ikar v'tafel is not because you happen to be eating them together. It's one food. It's one food. In yeshiva, in the brisker way of saying it, it's not a din in the gavra, it's a din in the chefza. Meaning to say that it's not that the person is putting together two foods and deciding how to eat them, and now you have to have in mind or not. This is one item. It's one oatmeal. And since the main ingredient in the oatmeal is the oats, the honey is automatically subordinate to it. It's one dish. It's being cooked together in hot water. It's one thing. And therefore, that food requires only one bracha, whether you had in mind or you didn't have in mind. And the gabi, the bracha achrona, would be the same thing. Okay? Now, here, it's an interesting question. Like, what would you say if sometimes you have cakes where by the time you're finished eating a full piece of cake, you did not have a kazayas of dough. Could be at a kazayas of cake, but in that kazayas of cake, you had chocolate, you had butter, you had all sorts of, you know, whole healthy.
Like the crust of a cheesecake, no?
Oh, yeah. So cheesecake would be a great example of this. Let's assume the cheesecake was baked together as one, you know, it was baked and it became one food. Okay, so let's say you make a mezonos on the cheesecake because it's one food, and the mezonos, we said before, like Michael said in the beginning of the shiur, mezonos always takes precedence, so you got to make mezonos. Let's say because it was baked together, it became one thing, and now you make a mezonos. Okay, but what bracha achron are you going to make? Because you didn't have a kazayis of mezonos. It's a good question, right? So are you going to say, well, so in this case, it seems like the Mishnah Berurah holds, I've written down here, I got confused before. One second. The Mishnah Berurah holds that, one second. So very interestingly, I think there's a machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Moshe Feinstein in this case. But the Mishnah Berurah himself holds that in this case, you would, here. Since you ate a kazayis of cake, then the bracha on the cake needs a bracha. You can't say ikar of a tafel. We said it's one food, it's one dish. So even though you could say you didn't have enough mezonos, but you can't get out of the bracha achrona completely. So therefore, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you have to make a bracha achrona. The question is, which bracha achrona to make? So well, you can't make a hal mechir because you didn't have a kazayis of thing. So mainly you make a kazayis of the lowest common denominator, and therefore, since you had a kazayis of cake, you would make a bar nefashos.
I think cheesecake is a little different, but when it's cooked together, like we've used before in the past, like arugula, where you have some chocolate, you have some mezonos, but it's all cooked together. I thought that all turns into a kazayis of that will get you to say the bracha achrona. Even if you look at the math of it, maybe the chocolate helped you get to a kazayis and sugar helped you get to a kazayis.
I don't think so. I'm going to read you the Mishnah Berurah. Hold on one second, okay? Mishnah Berurah, okay. I have right here.
I'm not going to give any recipe, but you don't cook it together. You cook the crust first, and then you put the butter, and you recook it to cook the meat, but you make it separate. First
no.
The crust, and then...
Right. No, but I understand that, but at some point it's baked together. Right. No, there are some sort of like ice cream pies that are never baked together. You just put the ice cream in the pie. That's what I mean to say. I mean, cheesecake is not like that. Okay, so this Mishnah Berurah is in Siman Reish Ches. And he says, Siman Reish Ches, Sivkatan Mem Ches, and then I'll read you inside what he says. If there's not in the Kemach Kazayas, then after B'tchil Mavarach Boer Menei Mezoinas, if in the amount of flour you did not have enough to make Ala Mechia, Aval Ala Mechia Eino Yachal Avarach, even though you made a Mezoinas in the beginning, even though you made a Mezoinas on the cheesecake because Maisa, there's mezainis there, but since the total amount of dough that you ate was less than a kazayis, El al shir kazayis dagan vakim mevarch rak birkas borin nefashos b'shul yeser haminam hamoirim v'tav shul zeh. They combine to make a borin nefashos. All right. So even though you make an al michya on the cheesecake when you start it because it's one food and the primary ingredient has to be the crust, but the bracha achrona would be borin nefashos because you didn't have a kazayis of crust. Okay. Now, Michael, this is your question. Hu adin im irev heimine dogan. If you took flour, im dvash v'tavlin, and you put in honey, chocolate, whatever, v'shar minin, gamkin b'inan shi mechamishas mine dogan kazayis b'chdechiyos pras. You need a kazayis of flour. V'ilav hachin without that, ena mavarch baruch hachorna el b'renefashas. You only make a b'renefashas. Okay, that's why if you have a bowl of cholent, let's say Thursday night, b'meher v'yamenu, we're gonna have cholent in the koel. So Thursday night, you sit down for a bowl of cholent, okay? You make a bar in Menazonis, but you don't necessarily make an alamechia, because who knows how much barley you had. Maybe at the end you had a lot more potato. By the time you finished your bowl, you had potatoes, you had meat, you had this and that, beans. You didn't necessarily have a kazayis of mezayis, so you make a bread of fashos. Even if you, at the beginning, you made alamechia. At the beginning, you made a mezonos, because the main ingredient is the barley. Mezonos takes precedence. But the bracha chreina, you don't necessarily do that, because the bracha chreina would say, you go, but the bracha chreina would have to be that you had a kazayis of this, and if not, you make at least the bread of fashos. Rav Moshe argues, and Rav Moshe says, no, I already told you. Rav Moshe says a huge chiddush here, and he says, no, but all the things which are tofel, all the things which are the subordinate ingredients, do not require a bracha achreina. And since they don't require a bracha achreina, you make zero bracha achreina. So according to Rav Moshe, it would almost seem like, I'm not going to say halacha l'maisa, but it would almost seem like, according to Rav Moshe, you had a big fat piece of cheesecake, you make a mezonos and no bracha achreina at all. Because you didn't have a kazayis of, you didn't have a kazayis of dough, so you don't make almechia. And the burn of fashos is on the cheese. The cheese is the tofel. The cheese is not as important. And since the cheese is the tofel, you don't make a bracha chayin on the cheese. So therefore, you're left with no bracha. So according to Rav Moshe, this is what Avram was saying originally. According to Rav Moshe, the bracha chayin matches up with the bracha rishayna. If the bracha rishayna is mezoinus, the bracha chayin is alamichi. You didn't have kazayis, no bracha chayin. Period. I make a bracha chayin at least on the cheese? No, but that's tofel. But Mishnah Berurah holds, right, and his Ramosha's proof to that is from the case of the fish with the herring and the bread. You didn't bench on the bread. What's our answer to Ramosha's raya? So we're saying the Mishnah Berurah argues. The Mishnah Berurah says, no, you made a mezonos in the beginning on the cheesecake because that's the ikar. Now, but at the end, if you didn't make a bracha achreina, but you have to make a bracha achreina at least on something. You ate it because I ate a cake, so you make a bracha fashas. What do we do with Ramosha's raya? How come according to the Mishnah Berurah, didn't you have to bench on the case of the fish with the bread? The reason why the guy didn't have to bench with the fish and the bread is because there it's two separate foods. So the bread over there, taka, doesn't have to require a bracha. Over there, the bread is totally not even the main thing you're eating. You're not eating the bread. You're not coming to eat the bread. You're coming to eat the fish. So the bread is nothing. It doesn't require a bracha. But here you're coming to eat the cheesecake. So you have to make a bracha on the cheesecake and you add a kazayis to the cheesecake. So you can't get away without making a bracha on it. So you have to make some sort of bracha. And again, this boils down to the difference between the two types of ikar, the tafel. Is the ikar v'tafel like two separate foods, and therefore it's only considered you're eating the main one, and the subordinate one, you're like, almost, you're basically not eating it. Whereas if it's one food, you're eating the whole food. The question is, what's the ikar of it and what's the tafel? Okay?
Just a question on that. So it looks like that we have to really measure the volume or measure the size of each ingredient that we have, even if we're eating it as one food, even though we look at it as a mezonos roll, I mean, as a mezonos arugula, you really got to look in and say, whoa, hold on a second. Maybe the sugar is taking away the volume or the
process. Yeah.
The volume. You can,
right.
You get
right.
Really no, caught up
in it. You can get caught up in it. Yeah, it's true.
I gained a lot of weight because of it.
Right, right. So, I don't know how crazy you have to get. But I guess you're right. I mean, technically, the way we're learning now, you really need to know what exactly is the amount of flour per each ingredient. Okay. Now, so far, we discussed two types of ikar v'tafel. Okay, so we talked about, let's say, ikar v'tafel, where it's one food baked together. And the way you determine the bracha is by either the majority or the mezonos. And it's one food, you got to figure that out. Or there are two foods, but one is coming to service the other. And when one is coming to service the other, so you always make a bracha only on the ikar. So for example, let's say you'd say spaghetti and meat sauce. Okay, so the main thing is the spaghetti, obviously. And the sauces are just coming as like a spice or something. You could put this type of sauce, that type of sauce. All the sauces are just coming to, you know, give flavor to the spaghetti, and therefore that's tafel. Okay, so anything which is coming to like spice up or subordinate to something else, a dressing or any ketchup, anything which is coming subordinate to something else, you know what the primary thing is, and the other thing is just coming to, you know, lalafes, it's coming to just kind of, you know, come along for the ride, then you don't make a bracha on that subordinate thing. But we have another type of food, which is there are two foods. They were not cooked together, and one is not coming as subordinate to the other. You want both of them equally. Okay? And they weren't cooked together, so they're not one food. So now what do? They're not one food, so you know, I can't just go with the one food, you know, thing. And you can't say, well, they're two foods and one is coming subordinate to the other, because that's not true either. They're coming together. I want both. So in that case, what do? This is a very interesting question. Okay? So for example, let's say you have not a cheesecake, you have an ice cream cake, an ice cream pie. So Avram, ice cream pie. That's not cooked together, right? You have pie, crust, baked, and then you put ice cream, put it in freezer, zeo, right? So it's not baked together. So you have ice cream and a pie. Or in Moshe Feinstein's case, you have an ice cream sandwich. You know, I don't know, I've never seen them in a long time. But those, you know, they have these dark chocolatey crackers. You know what I'm talking about? Remember those?
And they used to give in the kids.
Right. They used to have. I haven't seen them in a while. But ice cream in the middle with these. By the time you finish taking two bites of it, the cake kind of disappeared. It's like really like not. It's soggy and whatever. But anyway, so you have the chocolatey cracker, and then you have this ice cream. It was not baked together. Just you know, you took a cracker, you put some ice cream, but you want both, right? So now, what category of ikar v'tuffel is that? It's not one food, because they were never baked together or cooked together. And it's not one is servicing the other because you want them both equally. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that you have to make two brachas on that. Mizoinus and shako. It's two foods. It's what made it one food. What mechanism are you using to exempt one from the bracha? You're eating a cracker, you're eating ice cream, and you want both of them. So according to that logic, maybe sushi would be the same thing. It's two foods and you want both together. You want them together, but you want both. It's not like ketchup and French fries. It's not like one is coming to is totally subordinate to the other. And it's also not a case, well, let's say rice and mushrooms, where you cook it as one dish. So obviously the mushrooms are just coming as a spice to the rice, right? It's two dishes, two foods, and you put them together. And some guy sits there crushing it and rolling it. So there's nothing necessarily making it into one food.
So this would be an objective bracha, meaning I want an ice cream sandwich, so I want both of them together. That's what I care about right now.
Exactly.
Would that make a make you lean one way towards another in making the bracha, or you
not really? Unless you're totally not interested in one of them, you know. But like this is a big question about the ice cream cones versus the cup. If you get ice cream in a cone. So then some people say, well, the cone is really subordinate to the ice cream because it's just there to hold the ice cream. If I wasn't having ice cream, I wouldn't have a cone. And the cone is really nothing. It's just whatever. It's just an edible cup. It's not really, or they say, no, it adds to the flavor. That's like whatever. But I think that it's very possible to say that in the case of the ice, of the that's Rav Moshe's tshuva about the ice cream sandwich. So possibly sushi would be the same idea. Right, it's two foods, and you want them both together. So maybe you make a shahakal and a mezainis. A shahakal on the rice, a shahakal on the fish, and a mezainis on the rice. I would say the other ingredients, you know, probably are tuffel, because those are not the main thing. You know, if you want, you know, the seaweed and the avocados.
Yeah, I think that what is making it is that, you know, I want a sushi with salmon. I want a sushi with, so that show you where the ikar.
Right, exactly.
You don't say nori, but that minimum in the main thing of the thing. But sushi is rice and sushi is fish. Right. I want both. I don't want salmon by myself.
I agree. So I think it would be very logical to say in that case you would say two brachas. Okay. Now one of the big hacks, one of the big things that they talk about in this context is what about like a fruit salad, where you have let's say cut up fruit, and some of the fruits are hadama and some of the fruits are ha'etz. You have melon with apples, whatever. So you cut them up and you have them and they're identifiable. You could tell them that to get together and they're not necessarily one dish. You know, now some would say it's called one dish, even though it wasn't cooked together, but you're coming to make one dish out of it. So in that case, you would go by the majority. But otherwise, maybe again, it's very hard to know what you would do in that case. Some say, look, if the main thing is one, clearly, the main thing is the apples. You just added in the, or whatever, the ha'etz. You just add in some pieces of melon to make the flavor of the fruits taste better. So then it's coming as subordinate to the hate. So then you make ha'et, not adam. But if they're the same, they're basically the same. They're both adding the taste. So you want both, and you just want them together. So the two independent foods that you want to eat at the same time, could be you would have to make two brachas. In that case, that's a shaila, you know, how to address that. So basically what we're coming out is to sum up that there's three different categories of ikar v'tafel when you're eating things together, multiple foods together. You have one case of the Mishnah when you're having them as two independent foods. You're having fish with bread, two independent foods, but one of them is clearly subordinate to the other. So the halacha there is that you do not mean to make a bracha on the tafel. And we said a machlokes, you have to make a bracha achrein on the tafel if you're not going to make a bracha achrein on the ikar. Okay, then you have a case where it's mamish one food with multiple ingredients. You only make one bracha on that food. And the question would be, how do you determine what the bracha is? So we said, either you go by the majority or you go by the mezonos. Those are primarily the two primary factors in that. Okay, so oatmeal, no matter how much spices, you always make a mezonos on it. And, okay, we also discussed what's going to be about the bracha achrayna in that case. We said that the machlekes, Mishabrua says, since you ate a kazayis of the food, you have to make a bracha achrayna. If you didn't have a kazayis of mezonos, at least make a bracha fashos. Ramosha may argue, and we said cheesecake falls under that category. And then we have the third category, which is that you're eating two foods at the same time, and one is not subordinate to the other. And they were not cooked together, so they're not necessarily one food. In that case, Taka, the halacha seems to be that maybe you would have to make two brachas because since they're not subordinate to each other, right? That's a good question. Now, I'll leave you with one question I do not have the answer to. And if you guys can figure out the answer, how to deal with this by next year, I would be appreciative. There's this cereal called like Crispix or Chex or something like that, where it's basically one side is, it's like, you know what it is, and one side is corn and one side is rice. The rice side is mezonos, the corn side is adam, okay? Or shahakol, but let's say adam. Now, these things are baked as one piece. However they do it, they bake it as one piece, right? So now I have a big problem with the cereal because what's the bracha on it? Is there one that's more important than the other? I don't think so. I don't think you want one more than the other. They're exactly 50-50, so there's no majority. There's no mezonos there because rice is not considered one of the five grains, even though it's mezonos. So if it's one food, but we have no way of determining which is the main food because it's 50-50 and there's no mezonos. It's exactly 50-50 and there's no mezonos, so there's no ikar, there's no tafel. So you got to tell me, make two brachas. But you can't make two brachas because it was baked together as one food. So you can only make two brachas on something like an ice, like a sandwich, we said, because it's two independent foods. They were never baked together to create one food. But this thing is baked as one food, so it definitely only one bracha. I just don't know which bracha to make because there's no ikar. You have two ikar.
Why is not going to be sheakol if both are ground corn and ground rice? It's not. I mean, you don't have a whole grain.
Okay, so that's an old question about how far, you know, is it still noticeable that it's the Hadama or the Mizomas? So it's a good question. I'm going with the assumption that ground cornmeal, ground corn that's turned into these types of cereals retains its surah and it's still Hadama. And maybe each cereal is different. The Starkey has a whole list. Like some cereals are ground up too much, some cereals are ground up less. So I'm going with the assumption that the rice side is mezonos and the adama side, the corn side is adama. But you're right, there is some that question that whole assumption. But if you go with that assumption, I found you a food that was baked as one food and there's no ikar, there's no tafel. So do you make one bracha, do you make two brachas? What do you do?
So I mean, is rice the same level as corn, meaning the importance
of bracha? Yeah. Even though one is deserted, really nothing.
It's really the lowest common, as if you're making a bracha on cheese. If you have cheese and rice in front of you, there's no order, there's no kedima.
No, I mean, there's kedima, but doesn't take precedence over the other in terms of being establishing which is the ikar, which is the tafel.
You should buy another cereal.
Yeah, buy another, yeah.
So I assume we're talking about the Crispix, because it's a little bit, the Crispix is the one, right?
I'm talking about Crispix,
Right. So on the Starcade website, it says you make both. You know, you take a piece of the Adama, you take a piece of the, I don't know how practical it is, but we'll check it out.
Right. So divide up the Crispix into two, and this side is Mezonis and this side is Adama, right? That's what they say? Yeah,
that's
so
what Starcade said.
Yeah, so I hear that, but I don't like it, because that's like saying, let's say you stuck a sugar cube into your oatmeal. Okay? So it's like saying, well, take the sugar out, make a shahakol, and take mezonis out and make a mezonis. I mean, why are you doing that? If it's one food, I don't know if you could just make two brachas on one food, even if it's one food, it was baked together. So
you're saying brachas shel esricha?
Yeah, because if it's one food, that's my question on that psak. Because if it's one food, I don't know if you have the right to make two brachas on one food. It was baked together. So since it was baked together, you know, who says that you're allowed to just go ahead and divide it up into two foods?
Was it baked together, or was it baked separately? They put them together.
I can't imagine they're sitting there. You know, like, I don't know.
I would imagine that it has to be some kind of separate process. They make ones and they fuse it together somehow.
Okay, so you're saying maybe that's what happened. Maybe what happened is they have a whole line of the mezonis, then they have a whole line preparing the checks, the Crispix Hadamah side, right. And then at the end of the line, they have some machine fusing them together.
Right.
So if you do that, then it would make sense to make two brachas, and it wouldn't be considered necessarily, you know, that it's like baked as one food. Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. I hear that. Okay, so the Crispix, if you ever want to catch up on your 100 brachas, so the Crispix is a good for the day. You take one bite of Crispix, you got two brachas right there. So, okay, we'll pick it up next week in Mitzvah Shem, everybody. It's good to see you. Okay, call it.
All right, thank you, Rabbi.